Amen. Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to the first chapel of 2017. Yeah, you can clap, you guys. Hey, talking about first chapels, we want to extend a special welcome to any transfer students, their first chapel here. Yes, glad you're here, as well as folks who studied abroad who are back this semester. Glad you're back. And then I got one more. And maybe, just maybe, there is somebody here for the first time throughout their Hope College career. They've never come to chapel, and for some reason, they're here today. Glad that you're here today as well, too. Hey, just a reminder, first-timers, Monday, Wednesday, Friday chapel is on 10:30 to 10:52, and it is, again, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then gathering services are on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. There is a buzz going on here. Do you hear it? It's okay. We're going to go through it. Hey, open up your Bibles, if you could, to Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. You can see it on your pew Bible if you want. It's on page 788, or for you cool cats, look on your smartphones, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. So I got a question for you. Do you know what a parable is? It's okay if you don't. A parable is a method of teaching where the teacher or the instructor uses earthly stories to point to deeper spiritual realities. Let me say it again. A parable is a certain type of teaching method where the teacher instructor uses earthly stories to point to deeper spiritual realities. And over the next 2 months in chapel and at the gatherings, we are going to be looking at the parables in the Gospel of Matthew told by Jesus. There's over 20 parables in the Gospel of Matthew. And this morning, we're going to look at a parable about two different kinds of people who build their houses on two different kinds of foundations, who experience the same atmospheric crisis that led to two very different outcomes. How's that for a setup? So listen to the word of the Lord. Jesus said, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them is like a wise person who built their house on rock. And the rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against the house, but it did not fall because it was founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them is like a foolish person who built their house on sand, and the rains fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Have you guys seen the Capital One commercials with Samuel L. Jackson, where he's comparing different credit cards, right? And at the end of each commercial, he ends with this question: "What's in your wallet?" Come on, man. This is our audience participation. And he ends every commercial saying, "What's in your wallet?" If there was a closing line for this parable from Matthew 7 that we just heard of, it wouldn't be "What's in your wallet?" But the last line would be this. The question would be this: "What's your foundation?" More specifically, what's the foundation in which you build your life on? It's a good question to ask at the beginning of a new school year, isn't it? And it's a good question also because Jesus makes it clear in this parable that foundations matter because the storms of life are inevitable. Let me say it again. Jesus makes it clear that foundations matter because the storms of life are inevitable. No one gets a pass from life's storms. Doesn't matter whether you're wise or foolish, rich or poor, Christian or non-Christian, Democrat or Republican, Cubs fans or White Sox fans, it does not matter. No one gets an exempt from the storms of life. Whether it comes in stage 4 melanoma cancer like my friend Tim, or the death of a father like my friend Bob, or the late stages of Alzheimer's in a parent like my friends Kathy and Dan, or in the form of addiction like my friend Tom, or the season-ending injury like my friend Liz, or in the form of divorce or sexual assault, or a parent losing a job, or the 30th rejection letter from medical school, true story, like my friend John, the storms of life are inevitable. Therefore, the foundation on which you build your life is crucial. So I ask you the question, what's your foundation? And in this parable this morning, Jesus tells us there are two kinds of foundations in which people build on, rock and sand. Now, this is audience participation again. When you think of a word, the word rock, what word pictures come to your mind? What do you think of? Solid, secure. Okay, we're working. That's right. Stable, firm. Okay, done with that one. How about sand? What things come to your mind? Soft, beach, easily moved, shifting. Okay, good enough. Enough audience participation. Over Christmas break, I had the great privilege, sorry to say this, to go with my family down to Florida for a week. And this parable from Matthew 7 really came alive to me when I was down in Florida. Because each day, Melody and I would take two walks, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And it was during the afternoon walks that we would see all kinds of people building these cool sand structures on the beach, like this cool hippopotamus, right? Yep, okay. And nice little sandcastle, remember the little family dripping the sand on that. We'd see these cool structures that were built on sand in the afternoon, but the next day when we took our morning walk, these are the things that we saw. That was the hippopotamus. It looked like a log now, washed up on the beach. And then the castle looked like it melted in the heat of the sun. What I'm saying here is this. Sand is not a good thing to build on. Yet, many of us tend to build our lives on sandy foundations. Sandy foundations like wealth, grades, power, productivity, athletics, sex, body image, morals, relationships, hard work, reputation, discipline. The problem with these things is that they were never designed to be built on, but rather they were designed to be built for God's purposes in this world. Did you hear that? Let me say it again because it's so important. The problem with these things is that they were never designed to be built on, but rather they were designed to be built for God's purposes in this world. Wealth was never intended to be built on, but rather to be built for the providing and caring for the health and well-being of individuals and communities. Grades and education were never intended to be built on, but rather to be built for the flourishing for the common good of humanity and creation. Power was never intended to be built on, but rather to be built for the nurturing of justice and the security of all people. Jesus makes it clear there is only one foundation that was designed to be built on, a foundation that can endure and withstand the storms of life, a foundation that does not shift or change, a foundation that is sure and steadfast. So the question here today is, where do you find a foundation like this? And Jesus tells us in this parable, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on these words is like a wise person who built their house on the rock. Now, in the original Greek language in which the New Testament was first written, the word for word here is logos. Everyone who hears these logos of mine and acts on these logos will be like a wise person who builds his house on the rock. The key is found in the logos. Now hang with me here. Listen to the opening words of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the logos, and the logos was God, and the logos was with God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What came into being with him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Verse 14, and the Logos became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Logos is Jesus, the living Word. He is the only foundation from the beginning of time for one to build their life on. A foundation that gives us the ability to withstand and overcome the storms of life, whatever they may be. Sickness, difficulty in life transitions, addictions, rejections, failure, loss, and was for the case for Horatio Spafford, even death. Horatio Spafford was a successful attorney and city leader who helped rebuild the city of Chicago in the Great Fire of 1871. For 2 years, he poured his life into helping the over 100,000 homeless people. And after 2 years, Horatio decided to send his family on a vacation to Europe. And as they were ready to leave New York City, he was detained by urgent business, so he sent his four daughters and his wife on the ship. Well, during their travel on the night of November 22, 1871, the ship was struck by another ship and it sank, and he lost his four daughters, and his wife survived miraculously. Horatio boarded the next boat and made his way over to join his wife in Europe. And while he traveled, he wrote this song in his grief, a song that some of you guys will even know, the great hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. And Horatio wrote these words in his grief, first verse, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Wow. Only a person who has built their life on Jesus, the Logos, can write that, which challenges each one of us here this morning to ask the essential and crucial question, what's your foundation? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace.